A college in upstate New York has canceled an appearance by a controversial professor. He was supposed to be part of a panel discussion called The Limits of Dissent. But Hamilton College apparently reached its own limit with a plan to hear from Ward Churchill. He's the author of an essay about the September 11 attacks, an essay that compared the victims of those attacks to Nazis. Now, his trip to New York is off, and Churchill also faces protests in Colorado, where he works. NPR's Jeff Brady reports on the effort to have him fired.
The University of Colorado Ethnic Studies professor wrote that some of the workers in the World Trade Center were not innocent victims. Churchill said they were at the heart of America's global financial empire, and they benefited from the United States' aggressive foreign policy. Specifically, he referred to the 1991 Gulf War and resulting economic sanctions, during which, he says, thousands of Iraqi civilians died. The professor discussed his views during a 2003 speech in Seattle, hosted by a left-leaning bookstore. There he explained why he called the World Trade Center victims Little Eichmanns, after the infamous Nazi war criminal.
These were the technocrats in the same sense that Eichmann was a technocrat. And before someone jumps up and says Eichmann was a Nazi and these people weren't killing people like him, he arranged train schedules. He made the Holocaust possible. He did not personally perpetrate it. He didn't kill anybody in a direct sense, just the same as they didn't kill anybody in a direct sense. They were the people who made the machinery of the killing work.
Churchill says the 9/11 attacks gave Americans a small taste of their own medicine. Bill Doyle took offense at Churchill's essay. His son worked for brokerage firm Cantor Fitzgerald and died in the 9/11 attacks.
My son was certainly not a murderer. He went to work every day, right, and just living the American way. And obviously, this man's not an American, or shouldn't be.
Doyle launched a campaign to bar Churchill from speaking at Hamilton College. School officials vowed to go ahead with the event anyway, but yesterday they abruptly canceled it, citing death threats against Churchill and college officials. The controversy has moved back to the University of Colorado campus. There, competing protesters rallied during the noon hour. Students supporting Churchill tried to drown College Republicans President Isaiah Lekowit, who called on the school to fire the professor. Senior Eileen Shindo says Churchill is her advisor, and she wants him to stay.
This isn't an issue just regarding Ward Churchill. If they're talking about freedom of speech and that he can't speak out on such opinions, where's it going to go next? Which professor are we going to have to be protecting after this?
Churchill's colleagues also express support for him, but several of the state's leading politicians say the professor has to go. University of Colorado Regents will hold an emergency meeting tomorrow to discuss the controversy. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.